late Senator Paul Wellstone was in the news last week as his family, friends, the state, and the nation marked the 10th anniversary of the tragic plane crash that took the lives of 8 people. I was a friend of the Wellstones, albeit one of several thousand other people. And although they were very, very busy people, they had an amazing capacity for caring and friendship, and I treasured the time I was able to spend with them. What many people don't know is that Paul and Sheila Wellstone were honorary West Enders. During the 12 years that he served in the Senate, they vacationed regularly in Tofte at the home of a family friend. Sheila's idea for their time in Tofte was to have it be a real disconnect from their otherwise hectic schedules, a time for reading, reflection, deep relaxation, and taking time to be a couple. Paul was on board with the plan, but his natural tendency to seek out contact with people couldn't be completely denied. His routine was to grab a borrowed overcoat that was several sizes too big for him and hike the half mile to the North Shore Market. There, he read the daily newspapers, visited with the store patrons, and enjoyed the company of Henry and Florence Wessler, who owned the store at the time. Paul led discussions with the customers on the issues of the day, often failing to mention that he was a U.S. senator. He told me that he particularly enjoyed debating with Henry. Although they were both lifelong Democrats, they didn't agree on every issue. But Paul told me more than once that he respected Henry's insight and principles. West End residents Dave and Amy Freeman are on the home stretch of their epic multi-year journey by kayak, dog sled, and canoe around most of North America. Last year, they had a huge forest fire burn right past them in northern Canada. This week, they were paddling down the East Coast in New Jersey just in time for Hurricane Sandy. Fortunately, they had plenty of warning and were able to take themselves to safety in the home of a friend about 5 miles inland. The day after the storm, they reported that they were kayaking over to the friend's place of business to assess storm damage. They're scheduled to end their trip in Key West in a couple of months, although knowing them, I don't expect they'll let the grass grow under their feet for too long. The Memorial Blood Center Bloodmobile is scheduled to be at Zora Lutheran Church in Tofte on Monday, November 12th, from 2:30 until 5:30 p.m. The accident at Taconite Harbor Power Center and the disaster on the East Coast are just the most recent reminders that having an adequate supply of blood on hand is very important. If you're in good health, give Polly Erickson a call at 663-7398 for an appointment. You can find more information and fill out your health questionnaire online at MBC, as in memorialbloodcenter.org. Here's the rundown of upcoming activities at Birch Grove. As always, senior lunch is on Wednesdays at 11:30 a.m. On November 7th, Ginny Danfelt will be there to give a brief presentation about the Residential Energy Efficiency Project. If you're not a regular, please call ahead so they know how many to expect. You can just leave a message at 663-7977 or drop an email to BGF, as in Birch Grove Foundation, at boreal.org. There's a lot of interest in a senior exercise class this winter, but a teacher is needed, so contact Patty at Birch Grove if you're interested. The seniors are also planning a lunch at Bluefin in December, and possibly a trip to Gunflint Lodge in the spring to try out their new zipline nature tour. Did you know that you can swim in the American Tofte Swimming Pool for a small fee, and the money is donated back to Birch Grove School? Well, it's true. The weekly open gym for preschoolers, their parents, and or caregivers starts this week on Friday, November 9th, from 9:30 until 10:30 a.m. This is a little later than advertised in the Birch Barker newsletter, so be advised. Sawtooth Mountain Clinic at Birch Grove will be open on November 5th and November 28th. Contact the clinic in Grand Marais for appointments. My friend and customer from Hayward, Wisconsin, Tom Heinrich, is a frequent visitor to the West End. Tom is a teacher and a fanatic wilderness canoeist, spending several weeks each year in canoe country. He was on Brule Lake in the BWCA wilderness last week and sent me some interesting observations when he got home. I quote, "Noticed these things happening along the North Shore in the last 2 months. More businesses seem more friendly to canoers. Not only the owners, but the help. Lots more questions about where I or we have been, what it's like, and please stop again. One attendant at a Holiday gas station explained the dynamics of the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy and how warm air will get pulled into the area next weekend in time to canoe. Genuine discussion, and this happens at a lot of places that I stop in. It wasn't always that way. Second, WTIP is probably the best radio station in the country right now. Lots of things that focus on being in northern Minnesota without all the glitz. WOJB in Reserve, Wisconsin rates a close second. And there's an advantage to global warming, which is being able to canoe longer. Never dreamed of paddling in November in the BWCA like I have the last few years, and hopefully will this year also with the mild warm-up." End quote. While it may be true that climate change is extending the canoeing season, I worry that phenomena like the July 4th blowdown, the Ham Lake and Pagami Creek fires, Hurricanes Katrina and Sandy, and other extreme weather will cause larger problems that will affect the economy here in the West End. Time will tell, I guess. For WTIP, this is Bill Hansen with the West End News.